State Player on 720 WGN. So retro beers are cool again. Who needs the latest craft beer when throwback beers like PBR, Ham, Stroh's, Old Style, Schlitz are bigger than ever in Chicago and across America? What is your favorite retro beer, the beer you drank in college? Which throwback beer have you discovered again? Do you want to know if a classic beer is still being made? We've got a lot of information here. 312-981-7200. You can call or text anytime. And joining me to break that all down is pop culture historian Kevin Picorni. Our two underage drinkers are here. They will not be talking too much about this.
What, no samples?
They can ask questions. Are you opening up a PBR?
Hold on.
Ooh, very nice.
Look at that.
Get a full effect here, boys and girls.
Camille's saying, I need one of those right now. Time Magazine had recently talked about the resurgence of this cheap, old-school, mass-market beer. And, you know, we were talking about the fact that beer that our grandparents and maybe even our dads drank kind of skipped a generation. I mean, you know, when I was in college, it was Schaefer's, it was Stroh's, it was Busch, it was crappy, Red, White, and Blue, and all
old
that.
Old Milwaukee.
But what I'm saying is those beers, though, have, especially PBR and Old Style, especially Old Style, big resurgence in the college crowds.
No, you and I were, you were stopped by my house last week, took a peek in my fridge. Yeah. What's in there?
Yeah.
I do have some of the just some IPAs, craft beers, and whatnot, but Old Style and PBR. Mm-hmm. Now I live in on a street where we have some 30 somethings, a good number of them, and a lot of guys wind up over at my house, you know, watch the Cubs game outside on the back porch, and it's fun stuff. They know the refrigerator's out there in the garage, and the 35-year-olds are coming back from the garage with PBR.
So none of your craft stuff is leaving the house.
It's not being touched.
Yeah. Okay.
Now that's something.
Now I'm going to ask Camille, okay, because you're a new drinker.
Yeah. 22. So, yeah. 22.
Welcome.
1 year under
my belt. Happy to have you.
So you had your first beer a year ago.
Yeah.
And what do you drink? What is your age group drinking right now?
See, my personal favorite, it's Blue Moon, so not retro. But if I do,
which is a top 10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I know a lot of people back at Ball State were buying Old Style PBR. Those were the top two. And Miller Lite.
Yeah. See, in Old Style, I will tell you something. Now I will have my craft beer. I love my Goose Islands and my Bourbon County Stouts and all that other stuff, as you know. But when I go to Wrigley, I will drink nothing but Old Style.
Right.
And I know exactly. By the way, there's more accessibility to Old Style now.
Right.
At Wrigley.
And you have to, they're not vending it to you at your seats.
No, that's the only thing.
But it's there.
But there's more places, you know, on draft that you can get it. Roger, now what about you? I know you're probably thinking about a beer right now, but
yes, I am.
What were some of the retro classic beers of your day?
Well, if we go back to my early days at Wrigley Field, and Dad would let me sip the foam off the beer, there was only one beer at Wrigley's.
Well, which one was that?
Hams.
It was Hams.
Yeah.
Right. Because you know what? I've got coasters that say Hams, Cubs, and have WGN Channel 9 on there.
If I'm not mistaken, one of the commercials that they would show in between innings of the Cubs game, the Hams commercial was of the bear hitting a home run, and he had this Cubs hat that he'd flip up in the air.
No, I think you're right. Yeah.
Yeah. So I grew up on it. Now, I while in college, I imbibed quite a bit in alcoholic beverages. But as we started raising the family and didn't have time for much and everything, I kind of got away from beer, alcohol. Totally. Until about a couple of years ago, when I was bowling actually one night, and the bowling alley had Hams. And you don't find that much. You don't find Hams. You find.
Is that where I met you?
Yeah, at that bowling alley.
Yeah, really?
Well, I mean, okay.
We hung out there for about 15 minutes.
Yeah.
But they only serve it in cans, though. They don't have a bottle.
Right, it's not on tap, not in bottles.
Yeah.
It's in cans.
Yeah.
And I tried one, and I go, you know, the whole body flew back to my young days at Wrigley Field. It was that taste, and then there was a restaurant that we go to, not far from us, that also advertises and serves Hams, And so I would have one there whenever we'd go there. And so I have had a few in the last couple of years, and they taste wonderful. I get looks from my bowling teammates whenever I bring the hams over of, good Lord, why are you drinking that?
I like that.
Because they're sitting there with their summer shady and
I get that with Old Style, too. They're like, really? You're drinking Old Style? That's like,
Not anymore.
And there's a difference, by the way, when I was having a beer. Where was I? Oh, with my dad. Mm-hmm. My dad, speaking of Father's Day, retired from working for the village.
Congratulations to him.
50 years, man.
Isn't that something?
50 years. But we went out and had a beer afterwards, and my dad got a craft beer. So his beer actually has some color to it in my Old Style. I could read a book through my glass in Old Style. That was, you know, Old Style's my beer. But hams, I'm trying to look at hams here. Theater Ham Brewing Company was established 1865. His son William and grandson William Jr. inherited the operation in 1903. During Prohibition, the company survived by producing soft drinks and other products. In 1968, it was acquired by a company that sold it to Olympia Brewing, and then Pabst purchased Olympia along with hams in 1983, and then Miller acquired the brand in 1999. So Miller actually makes
hams.
Aren't
you finding a lot of this as you're looking back at these beers with the rebranding? Every paragraph ends with, now owned by Pabst Miller.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? It was Metropolis Brewing Company that originally bought Pabst, and it was two young brothers in their 20s that bought it, and then they started looking at the value of all these local beers that are Old Style and Old Milwaukee and Schlitz and all that other good stuff. So very cool stuff. Robert, you're on 720 WGN. You have a favorite that's one of those locally produced beers.
Yeah, I love Point Beer.
And where do you get Point?
Stevens Point, Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah, there you go. There you go. Don't they still make... Go ahead.
I said that to the lady who answered the phone, and she went, what? Point what?
But Point, too, don't they make sodas, too?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
And they make root beer.
Yeah.
I like the Point root beer.
How can you beat $7 for a case of beer?
No, you can't. No, you can.
Okay, you just can't. Hey, real quick though, what's really good, because I'm older and drinking and whatnot, this new Miller 64 is very good.
Is it really? I have not tried it. Okay.
If you try it, try it next to a Miller Light and a 64, both in bottles, both nice and cold. Can't tell the difference. And you can drink three or four 64s and get up and run around the block, which you can't do with a lot of beers.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Great show, guys. Happy Father's Day.
Thanks, Robert. Same to you, buddy. Same to you, buddy. Hey, Patrick, you're on 720 WGN. You got a local favorite. That's one of mine, too.
Okay. I was a kid at 16 years old, and my place of business sold a beer called Blatz.
Oh, yeah.
B-L-A-T-Z. And they actually, I'm pretty sure I went last year through Wisconsin, downtown Milwaukee, and I swear they have a sign up for Blatz.
Oh, yeah. In fact, there's some places that still are still serving it on tap. I mean, that's not unusual by any means. Oh, yeah. Blatz is a...
Oh, really?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Blatz is as classic as Schlitz, I think.
I work in a lot of, I do refrigeration. I have not seen it in my lifetime since when I worked 25 years ago as a waiter. Anywho, how about Coors?
Oh, yeah.
You guys remember?
Oh, yeah. Well, I do. And they still sell that, but
old,
yeah.
And I remember this is classic. It just, you know, boy. Memories.
Oh, yeah, and those little banquet bottles are selling again.
Airplane coming back from Hawaii, cool. And this beautiful, maybe lady 20 years old, maybe 10 years older than me, but just gorgeous lady. And she asked for a Coors on the airplane, and the lady said, no, we can't serve it because we're past a certain point in the airplane.
Oh, wow.
She's like, you know, if you would have asked me, honey, 10 minutes earlier, I could have served it to you, but we're past a certain point. I can't serve it. I'm like, I was like 15, 16 years old, and this chick was like, you know, again, Everybody's dream. And I'm like, wait. And then she made a big deal about it.
Yeah.
She's like, wait a minute. I can't get my course now because we're past a certain point. You have it on a plane, but I can't have it because we passed it. She said, oh, no, sorry, honey. No, we can't serve it to you. I'm sorry.
I think the Coors was also the focus of Smokey and the Bandit, which is 40 years old. Mm. Isn't that the beer that they were?
Yeah, it was. You are correct.
Thanks, Patrick, for the call. Appreciate it, buddy.
Thank you.
You talked about, we just heard about Point Beer and we heard about Coors. Two things. Point Beer, the third oldest privately owned brewery in the country.
Really?
Yeah. We're talking about all these.
We buy the soda. I've never bought the beer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Coors, when they went through a downtime, they were producing malted milk and selling it to the Mars Company.
They had to stay alive.
Yeah.
They had to stay alive. All right. More talk about beer and retro beer. 312-981-7200. We'll talk more next. 720 WGN.
From the land of sky blue waters.
Waters.
From the land of pines, lofty blossoms. Pour an ice cold Hams and treat yourself to the premium beer of Land of Sky Blue Waters. Great tasting Hams. Hams of beer refreshing. Hams of beer refreshing.
All right, it's Dave Player on 720 WGN. I'm looking at some of the texts here that have been coming in. I want to make sure I get to those too before we. Before we get this escape from Stroh's ruled in 72, 219. My dad drank Drury's beer in the 60s. I worked with the guys that drank Blatz and Schlitz, which is close to what I gave you. Always love the Hams beer commercials. Love the jingle, of course. Remember the commercial? I'm from Milwaukee and I ought to know the Blatz beer tastes great wherever you go. 219, another one, Carling Black Label Beer, the champagne of bottled beer.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at some of the other ones. We talked about Schlitz a little bit. PBR, of course, is the big one. Schaefer's, Stroh's, Rainier, which is also owned by Pabst. Stag, Pearl, Schmitz Beer, Lone Star, and Meisterbrau. What do you got on Meisterbrau?
Meisterbrau. That was my grandfather's favorite. I remember running down to the fridge in my grandfather's basement. In Algonquin,
okay.
Grandpa Picorni, to grab the Meisterbrau.
Yeah.
Later on, Meisterbrau it starts to brew what they call, and we call them light beers today, they called it a diet beer.
Really?
Meisterbrau came out with a diet beer, but it was too late. Meisterbrau was already going under, but they sold this recipe.
Wow.
For this diet beer, it was purchased by Miller Company. Today, when you're drinking Miller Lite, you're drinking Diet Meisterbrau.
Gross. That sounds disgusting.
And you know, Meisterbrau has a connection to WGN Radio.
Tell me.
Back in the 60s, Franklin McCormick, who used to have the overnight show here, it was the Meisterbrau Showcase.
Oh, that's cool.
It was sponsored by Meisterbrau.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
That's very cool. Marty, you're on 720 WGN. You got a fave?
Yeah, hi. This is Marty. I basically used to be in the early 80s with a driver for an old-style distributor. At the end of the day, when the guys came in and went to the local gin mill, or you know, we always would drink Special Export Light, which was an old-style product.
It was a Heinemann's, yeah.
Yeah, we don't so much we drank the export. That was a little too heavy, but the export light was good. As far as my favorite today, and I'm glad to hear it's coming to Indiana, is Yingling.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Oh, I got it. Camille is raising her hands in there. All right, you love that too. The special export, was that like a darker beer? What was that?
You know, they had three types. They had the darker, they had the regular, and then basically a light beer. And a light beer, for some reason, had a nice, you know, it was just, it was good, but it was smooth. And I don't know why the drivers would always tap into that. That was what we preferred.
Sure.
I mean, it wasn't the other stuff. It was the light stuff.
Very cool. Marty, thanks for the call, buddy. Grain Belt is another one. And I discovered that when I lived in Minnesota. No,
yeah,
it's very old style.
Yeah, you like this one. I know.
It's very old style-ish for Minneapolis. Löwenbräu. Let it be Löwenbräu. I'm going to just list you the top 10 beers that sell in the U.S. Just, I mean, like biggest sales from the top. Number one is Bud Light. Two is Coors Light.
Really?
Three is Miller Light. Yep. Four is Budweiser. Five, Michelob Ultra Light. Six, Natty Light,
Oy.
7 Busch Light.
Oh.
Seriously, this is the best-selling beers in America. Camille, you're a big Busch Light, Natty Light, which I know.
That's just like, oh, Doug. Nothing.
Miller High Life, excuse me. Number 9 is Busch, and 10 is Keystone Light. So those are the best-selling beers.
You're naming a lot of the low-calorie beers.
Yeah.
That are on the market. Every one of those that you just mentioned is, except for one, is under 100 calories.
I'm going to have Camille play one commercial that is so inappropriate, but is so classic. It's a Busch beer commercial featuring the Flintstones. Let's take a listen.
When you do for a beer, Busch does it. You can't say beer better than Busch.
Boy, ain't that the truth. How can they miss with that target advertising? Yabba-dabba-doo.
Right on target, Fred.
When you do for a beer, Busch does it.
We played a Winston cigarettes commercial for
that.
The Flintstones.
Yeah.
And what cracks me up is, I mean, you got to remember, guys, and I'm going to talk to the two young guys here, too. They were the Simpsons. They were actually, it was a very highbrow sitcom that aired in prime time. So the Flintstones was not, it was a kid's show for us when we watched the reruns.
It was targeted.
But it was targeted for that, exactly. Yeah. All right, do we have time for one more beer commercial? I'm going to play one more. Let's do the old style commercial.
God
Let's
bless
take a little
you,
listen.
This is God's country. The place Gottlieb Heilemann chose to brew Old Style. Heilemann's Old Style is brewed with sparkling, pure Wisconsin spring water, virgin water that flows from deep beneath the ground. Brewed in an old-world way called Kreuzling, the most natural way to brew beer and the most expensive. Try Old Style, pure brewed in God's country, and taste the difference Kreuzling makes.
Now there it is, a little old style.
I closed my eyes and I was in the middle of a Cubs game on TV. Bill Buckner was at first. Mike Kruko was pitching.
Listen to you. I love that. Those are some of the best retro. Oh, Schmidt Beer was well known in Minnesota. Coincidentally, the land of sky blue waters, because they used to have a variety of pictures on their cans.
Yes.
I used to know a person that had a collection of some of them.
Yeah.
Olympia Gold is another one. And Pop Tops. People are talking about the disappearance of Pop Tops.
Of course, yeah.
There's a place in Wisconsin called Mars Resort on Lake Como, and they have pictures. I think it's of... Josh, is it of hams? What is it exactly?
No, it's the hams. The frames are old hams advertisement that they made
from
into,
the 60s.
Yeah, and they just have like That's lighted cool.
They're still vibrant.
Lake pictures
kind of big up there. I love that. Okay, all right. So we're going to go right to the news.